Writer.
AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Purry.
And here we go with Dr. Dean Baird on this Monday morning. Every Monday around 8:15, we check in with the good doctor here. He is brought to you by his clinic, Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. And he calls it Petpourri, obviously, because he's a veterinarian and we have pets. So good morning, Dr. Dean.
Morning, Carl.
All righty.
Nellick and all other pole avoiders of the world.
Okay, all right. Okay, so now that we've defined ourselves appropriately.
Hey, do you know who Alexander Graham Belinsky was?
Alexander Graham Belinsky. No, who is that?
He was the first telephone pole.
Oh, lordy.
Did you give him a rim shot?
No, I'm not touching
that
one.
The pole thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
So, here we are on Halloween, and that has nothing really in relevance to do beyond that.
But we're good at being irrelevant. Right?
That's right. That's right. We practice it every Monday around 8:15.
I got to ask you, Doc, do the people in your clinic today, do they dress up for Halloween, and are half of them dressed up like the animals that they love?
I haven't seen them yet, but I'd say some of them will be and some of them won't be.
Okay.
And it may be hard to tell which is which.
I love it when you can talk about your staff that way with affection, too. Let's jump in right now. Last week we talked on a different subject. We got diverted, but you said you had wanted to, so let's bring it up
now.
Yeah,
I want to talk about bone cancer.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that we've ever done that.
I don't think so. I don't recall it.
Maybe. And fortunately, it's not a real common issue, but it's as you could imagine, a really serious issue.
Of course.
When it occurs. The most common form is called osteosarcoma. Osteo means bone, sarcoma means malignant tissue, tumor of connective tissue, of which bone is considered to be. It's more common in dogs than it is in cats. It's more common in larger breed dogs than it is in smaller breed dogs, and it's more common in long bones than it is in other bones, such as vertebrae or in the face, the jaw, although I've seen it in those areas. And then there are some malignant tumors of joints, too, which are called chondrosarcoma. Chondro means joint.
Like in chondroitin.
Chondroitin, for example. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult to tell which one you got without a biopsy, and that can be problematic because what happens with bone tumors is that the tumor obviously starts to cause trouble in the bone, and it really weakens the bone because the area where the tumor is growing, the tissue is not as rigid or as strong as normal bone would be. In other words, the tumor tissue that grows in there is weaker. And pathologic fractures, in other words, fractures that occur just because the bone's weak, is pretty common in those cases. And that's a problem because you can see an animal, which I've seen, and the only presentation is they've got a broken limb and didn't know the tumor was there.
Wow.
Until you get a fracture and then you x-ray it and realize, oh,
there
boy,
it is.
You got something here that's not supposed to be there. You know?
That was serendipity, but yeah.
Yeah, it is serendipitous, but not rare.
Yeah, okay.
Necessarily that occurs.
Interesting, yeah.
And I said before all that you have to get a definitive diagnosis, you'd have to do a bone biopsy, but that can be problematic because taking a chunk of the bone can weaken the bone. And most of the time when we see an animal that's lame, now we don't know if they've got bone cancer because it's a minority of the cases, a strong minority. It's not real common.
Okay.
But when we do radiographs on dogs that have bone cancer, the type of lesion that we see in the bone is pretty typical of bone cancer. Really, the only other thing I can think of that looks the same way in some cases are dogs that have systemic fungal infections, which we have talked about, like blastomycosis, because those things can localize in the bone and make lesions that look like cancer. But there was two reasons I want to talk about it. One, because it's rare, and I don't think we've talked about it before. Secondly, because most people don't see it coming. You know, if your dog's lame, bone cancer is not what you're going to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of trouble in dogs with osteoarthritis, which is really common, causes lameness. Although it doesn't usually cause just one leg.
Right.
You know, they're usually lame in more than one. We see a lot of problems in the rear legs with cruciate ligament disease, which we've talked about, you know, torn cruciate ligament. I had a case one time where the dog had a torn cruciate ligament and went to do surgery on it and noticed that the joint felt weird to me and x-rayed it, and it actually had a bone tumor in the knee, and that's what it called the cruciate ligament to rupture.
Oh, wow.
So, and then, of course, we got dogs that are lame, and we don't know why, and we're x-raying them just to see. So occasionally we will do this and find a tumor. Now, I'm not advocating that every animal that's lame needs to have x-rays done, because we don't advocate that when we see them. Now, some of them we do. Dogs,
depending on the severity.
Depends on the situation. Yeah. Dogs that are older and have had a chronic lameness on one leg and we haven't been able to determine why, then we want to x-ray them, and this is one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure they don't have a tumor.
Sure.
Also, some dogs that are lame on one leg can have a tumor in the spinal cord, which is not a bone tumor. It's in the, the spinal cord runs through the vertebrae.
Right.
It's not in the bone. It's in the spinal cord. We can't really diagnose those. You have to do a MRI to do that.
Wow. But,
at least sometimes we can get a clue that that might be going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a result, what we generally try to do is if we've got a patient that has been chronically lame on one leg and they haven't responded to treatment, radiographs are a good idea. Sometimes you don't see anything other than arthritis, and sometimes if arthritis has not caused a lot of bone damage in the joint, you may not see that. But at least we can say, okay, we don't see a tumor.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Right?
And then the other thing is that I said some dogs, and cats can get bone cancer, they just don't get it as often, actually get bone cancer in other places. In the vertebrae, not as common. In the jaw, not as common. But we do see tumors in the mouth quite a bit in dogs and cats.
On the jawline, or how so?
Well, I'm talking about inside of the mouth.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Which some of these are actually growing out of the gum tissue, not the bone, but some of those masses, even that are gingival, meaning they're in the gum, can invade the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sometimes trying to do x-rays on the skull to see if we've got a tumor. Although in a large number of the cases, if you've got them under anesthesia and you look in the mouth, you can see it.
Wow.
Unless it's only in the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may just feel a thickened area of bone, particularly in the mandible, and you can x-ray it and see that you've got it there.
Hmm.
So we kind of got this rule of thumb about bone tumors. Now, they don't all follow this, but it is that they tend to be away from the elbow and toward the knee. So if you think of the front leg, that means that they're more commonly in the humerus, toward the shoulder.
All right.
And in the radius toward the wrist.
Okay.
Right? Away,
oh, yeah.
Away from the
right.
elbow. And in the back, and then the back leg, they tend to be in the bone right next to the knee joint, like the one I told you about, the cruciate ligament,
right.
which was in the upper part of the tibia. Or in the lower part of the femur, because
okay.
those are the two bones that form
right.
the knee. That's just, we don't know why, statistically, what we see most of the masses, although some of them don't follow the rules, and I've seen them other places. So,
are some breeds more susceptible, or do they present more often than others?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of more like large breed dogs.
I was going to ask the size of the
hunt. And you can just sit there and list the large breed dogs. And of those breeds, it may be that actually we've got enough information for me to go look it up and tell you which breeds are most heavily represented. I haven't reviewed that.
Well, yeah, I didn't know.
We do know that we see it a lot in large breed dogs, and it could be that some of those breeds are overrepresented. And it's not limited to large breed dogs, but it's more common in large breed
and
dogs.
And it sounds like a larger animal might be more prevalent in presenting this then.
Well, the problem with a larger animal is that if they've got a bone tumor, they're carrying a lot more weight than a little
yeah,
animal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the lameness problem is really accentuated by that.
Okay, I see.
Meaning that they have a hard time dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do about it? Well, you can amputate the limb, which is the definitive way to get rid of the tumor.
Right.
The problem with amputating the limb is osteosarcoma, let's take that in particular, is highly malignant, and it does spread usually to the lung. And statistically, most cases have spread by the time you can see evidence on radiograph, they've already spread. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to see evidence in the lung on radiograph because the tumors may not be big enough, but they've probably already spread. Nonetheless, amputating the limb can be a good idea because it eliminates the source of the pain.
Right.
Meaning they're limping around because their leg hurts because of the tumor. And then, you know, you worry about, is it going to break?
Yeah.
So if you amputate it, it's not.
Right.
Because you've taken it off. The problem with that theory is that you don't know how long it's going to be before it shows up somewhere else, and then you can't do anything about it.
No way to know that if it's metastasized or
well,
not,
well, remember,
right?
I said we assume it's metastasized if you can see radiographic evidence.
I guess so,
we'll
yeah.
x-ray the lungs mm-hmm. before we do surgery to see, because if you got big tumors in there, maybe that's not the best thing to do. If you x-ray the lungs and you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. It just means they're not big enough for us to visualize it.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of one of those, okay, this is our options. These are our options.
Right.
We can remove the limb, figure it's going to come back. We just can't tell you when, and weigh it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are other several factors that go in that, not the least of which is how uncomfortable is the dog.
Yeah. We had a three-legged dog for many, many years and never knew it didn't have a fourth.
Most three-legged dogs do really well unless they have arthritis or a problem with other limbs. It is better if the missing limb is a rear limb because they bear more weight on the front limb.
Right. Right.
But that doesn't mean they can't make it, because I've seen several of them that have done well for a while.
I've even seen the viral videos of the two-legged dog.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. And with cats, well, when the cats are so agile, you know, if they don't develop arthritis, they really don't miss a beat.
Okay.
Regardless of which leg.
Or a leg, for that matter.
Miss a beat or a leg.
There you go. Dr. Dean Baird with Mountain Empire Animal Hospital. The show is called Pet Puri. His clinic is open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. What's the phone number, Doc?
282-3771.
We will talk to you next Monday.